Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyiduna Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that somebody was reciting Surah Al-Kahf while an animal was tied up in the house. Suddenly the animal began to buck and the person saw that there was a cloud which was covering it. That person mentioned this incident to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who stated, "Oh, so and so, recite the Quran because this is Sakina, peace, which descends during the recitation of the Quran." It is reported by Muaz bin Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Whoever recites from the beginning and from the end of Surah Al-Kahf, there will be nur light from his head to toe, and for whoever recites the entire surah, there will be nur from the earth to the sky for him." It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday, a nur is illuminated from him between two Fridays." In one narration, it is mentioned, "Whoever recites it on the night before Friday, that is the night between Thursday and Friday, a nur is illuminated between him and Baitul Atiq, the blessed Kaaba." It is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, "Whoever memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will remain secured from Dajjal." And in another narration, it is mentioned, "Whoever memorizes the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will remain secured from Dajjal." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.